I have a lot of things going around in my mind about nitrogen. It's funny. I had my first lesson about nitrogen in 4-H when I learned about the way that clover, the root, the microbes in the roots fix nitrogen in a natural way, and how it's important to have that in your soil. You know, you got to maintain your soil health. And now I feel like there's so many more questions about nitrogen because of fertilizer. So I have all these sort of things going around in my head, and I want you to sort them out for me. So go.
Okay.
Go.
I guess first question is, why is nitrogen a fertilizer? And it's basically, it's an atom. It's like the most common atom in the atmosphere, like almost 80%.
So why do we need this fertilizer?
You need it because you build your body out of atoms, and the molecules of your body need different components, just like components from a hardware store. You need this many nuts and bolts and hammers and things like that. So the nitrogen is like the nails in your house. And to make the structures of your body, especially the proteins in your muscle and your hair and your fingernails, have nitrogen atoms in them. So you have to have nitrogen and fertilizer so the plants can grow and make their bodies, basically, is what it is, and their genes and their little proteins. And then you get your nitrogen from the plants that you eat or from the animals that ate the plants. So you're basically passing along fertilizer nitrogen through food chains to us.
Okay. So another question that comes up immediately is, why do we need fertilizer? I mean, it's as opposed to sort of the organic source.
In the old days, let's say you're just out in the woods, you know, the forest grows fine on its own. And the reason is the nitrogen atoms were coming out of the air. There are only a few things that can take nitrogen out of the air and put it into the soil as fertilizer. And that's certain kinds of bacteria, basically. Mm-hmm. And they can grow in the soil or in the roots of, let's say, clover.
Yeah.
So after the plants take that up, their body parts, the leaves and the twigs, would fall back to the ground and it would just sort of cycle and things sort of kept up. But now as our population grows and you need more food faster than the soil can produce, and when you take crops away from the soil, those nitrogen atoms that came out aren't going to go back in. They're going away.
So you have to replace them.
You have to replace them faster than would normally happen. So we use either, you know, if you're a relatively small operation, you may, you know, put manure on there or something like that because that has nitrogen in it. But more and more we make artificial fertilizers from the air.
Okay. So does that matter to us that it's like fake? It's not fake nitrogen, but it's not
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I think it's really important. It's a nitrogen atom's a nitrogen atom pretty much. You know, it's not any more healthy or less depending if it's made artificially from the air by this. It's called the Haber-Bosch process.
Mm-hmm.
High energy intensive. They take nitrogen gas from the air just like the microbes do, but it takes a lot of electricity and stuff. And then it makes ammonium or nitrate and stuff like that.
Which is also explosive.
Which is also – and then, in fact, that's how it was invented. It was a German scientist invented it to supply Germany with explosives in World War I. Then was also used as fertilizer, which triggered a population explosion.
Which is now dependent
on that.
The continuing supply.
Some experts suggest that of the about 7 billion people in the world now, about 2 billion of them are only here because of Haber-Bosch artificially fixed nitrogen. There wouldn't be enough nitrogen atoms available in our food to make human bodies out of for that number of people. So it's really interesting because we tend to think of ourselves as maybe isolated from nature, especially if you live in the city. You know, it's gosh, you know, and when we got that urbanized, we sort of lost touch with where our food comes from. But now we've got new technology where we can study atoms where they come and go. And it turns out we're obviously just as connected as we always were. And people estimate now if you're the average American, you get most of your food from a supermarket, from big farms using artificial fertilizer. Almost all of the nitrogen in your proteins, in your hair and your muscles are artificially trapped from the air by people.
Huh.
So it's really interesting. We're very connected now to the planet by our technology.
When we thought we were getting away from the planet with our technology. Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation, dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org. And Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.